Yeah, good. Thanks very much. We're going very, very well at the moment. Great stuff.
Tell us, we're getting close to the first of your meetings. What's the situation with COVID protocols, people on track, given you're a unique location? How are things tracking for the first of your meetings and then onwards to the Cup?
Okay, well, on January the 23rd, we have our non-TAB. It's a great little event for the island. Just gets people going again and it gets all the horses going and just gives us a chance to test out all the microphones and make sure everything works and no mice are chewed through things. So it's a great little meeting. COVID-wise, we've got a crowd of 1,000. We're going to stick to 1,000 and see how it all works. So the safe plan should work. And in saying that, we've got something like at the moment 55 horses booked on the local ferry to come over to the non-TAB meeting. So it's going to be a little fantastic meeting.
And then onwards to the Cup, what sort of numbers are you looking there? Because I believe that's already booking out well.
Well, COVID's got it again, hasn't it? It's doing its job here. So we have a safe plan for the Thursday, and that's 1,000 people. And then for the Cup, we've actually been able to push through to the state government with SA Health, and we've got things up to 2,500. And reminding that last year we had 4,000 people there. So I hope there's not too many tears when you can't get in. That's all. I just hope we can just please who we have to. And just got a reminder that with the COVID and all the QRs and everything, there's no walk-up ticket sales. All must be pre-booked to come to the KI Cup.
So as you say, in previous years, would people just hop on ferries or be on the island, then buy a ticket, then come to the races? This time in, before they actually, well, we're not saying there's not things to do at Kangaroo Island if you can't get into the meeting, but this is a case where for the first time people have to tell you they're coming to the meeting, obviously.
Well, they've got a book. They've got a pre-book, all to do with the COVID. Now, we started this process about 3 months ago, and then it was all the tracing and everything. Since then, we have had the QR come in, but all tickets must be pre-purchased. No one can enter the course without a ticket. It has to be all pre-booked through our major sponsor and booking agency, Sealink, which is 13 1301, and to guarantee your ticket. Out of 2,500, we had a meeting 2 days ago, and it was like 800 tickets left. That's it. Once they're sold, they're sold.
So a lot of people come to the meeting from the mainland, but the locals that do live there that want to come, they've already guaranteed their tickets, because obviously it'd be a shame if you are one of the few people living there that miss out. They're already well and truly locked in.
A lot of them are. A lot of people think there's going to be plenty of tickets, but we are pushing it out on our Facebook pages and where we can, word of mouth, you know, the old poster up on the old shop wall, etc. Trying to encourage you want to come, now's the time to get it done. And all the hotels and all the ferries are getting very much booked out. Everything's happening here again. It's just starting to tune up to be a fantastic event.
Given the reduced crowd, does that mean that unlike previous years, it'll be a more comfortable location to accommodate people who are staying or planning to be on the island either for a night or two or the day? I guess with a reduced crowd, that's one thing that the race club doesn't have to have a problem with.
No, we don't have any problem with that. We normally would get our good 3,000 people at the races most years. Last year, we were just very lucky with all the COVID stuff. COVID coming in, and with all the bushfires, we've got a lot of love with the bushfires, and people come from Longreach, all around Australia. So this year, the Longreach people can't come down because of the COVID. So we're back to our 500 short to our normal crowd, which is a normal, comfortable crowd. It's a lot nicer.
You mentioned the bushfires. A lot of people came along to your place to support the island and tourists. Is that still happening? Are people still remembering the issues you went through? Is there still a lot of signs of what you went through also in terms of the growth?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fantastic. And I was only just talking to a councillor the other night, and he said some just donated $10,000 the other day, which is 12 months later, to our local Merrill Bushfire Fund, just because they could. They've been saving and scrimping, and away they go. So it's been fantastic. People are still donating.
And you mentioned horse numbers. I wasn't sure whether I misread there that you were cautious about numbers this year. Is the COVID travelling and that going to impact, do you think, maybe on your numbers, your fields this time in for your meetings than maybe previous years?
No, we had a bit of a count up the other night, and the non-TAB meeting, this is a record so far. So we got 55 already booked on the boat, and there's three which are already on local grounds here. So we've got sat 58 horses. Our previous record was 47 to race on a non-CAB. So the numbers are there. People are still coming, yes.
Wow. And just in general, your pride and joy, the racetrack, how's that been, given it's only used a few times a year? How's the racetrack looking?
So you're talking about the Kangaroo and Flemington racecourse out here.
You said Flemington, but I'm sure it's a great track regardless.
It's absolutely fantastic out there. We want to race on it tomorrow. We wanted to race on it weeks ago. We've got a great track manager who just lives out there and just wants to get it perfect. And we could race on it tomorrow. It's so green and lush. I think that's what the people come back for. I wish we could race on it every weekend. But of course the ferry is our biggest itch there. We couldn't afford to bring everybody over all the time. But, it's ready to roll. Got a lush green track, beautiful green track, and we're pouring plenty of water on it.
And just back to those ferries, South Australia's had a terrific run with, COVID. Was the ferry impacted at all in terms of how many it can normally take compared to COVID and protocols and social distancing? Did it reduce numbers it could bring as well, did it?
Not from now. We've got it back and running again, but when all the COVID broke out, absolutely, it was like everybody and everything, you know, the social distancing's all coming, but now we've got it all QR coded and things are running back there pretty normal. The boat's full all the time and they can only do so many sales in a day, so the race weekend, it's nearly booked out already, but if you want to come across, once again, I say, give SeaLink a ring, 13 13 01, and things are starting to book out. Hotels and motels are starting to book out, and it's a great atmosphere, great, and a great place to be.
We'll keep in touch. Mark Turner, thanks for taking the call. All the best.
Thanks very much for your time, and talk to you soon. Thanks for